You know, my heart was broke when I heard about the 21 Coptic Christian. While at the same time, I was encouraged. I pray we can learn from our persecuted brothers and sisters across the globe. Lord, give us courage. Can't you see the persecution that's been happening around us? Jesus told us that it would happen, don't be surprised, huh? With tears in our eyes, even though they surround us. The kingdom of heaven is our God, he will crown us. Somalia and Libya might imprison and bomb us. We've been a victim of terrorism for telling Jesus is alive. To the 21 Coptic Christians kneeling down on their cold beach. Soon as they blooded the sea, they were then present with God. If we suffer with them, we gon' reign. To be absent from the body means I'm present with the king. Yeah. To the persecuted church around the globe, remember,
remember,
the gates of hell won't prevail, can't stop them, no.
He gon' build this church, he gon' build this church. The gates of hell won't prevail, no. Build this church. You gon' build this church. You gon' build this church. What he said, what he said, what he said. The gates of hell won't prevail, no.
The global reality of persecution, I pray it never breaks us. That it would never shake our faith, and we would lay down our lives. Places like North Korea, Nigeria, Syria, where they make us. The object of aggression, putting pressure on all sides. Criminal mobs, religious fanatics try to intimidate us. Even government regulations banning and outlaw cries. With societal pressure, family and friends will forsake us. You can ask them Pakistani and any Egyptian Christians, they tyrannize.
If we suffer with them, we gon' reign.
We gon' reign.
To be absent from the body means I'm present with the king.
Present with the king.
To the persecuted church around the globe, remember, the gates of hell won't prevail, can't stop them, no.
He gon' build this church, he gon' build this church.
The gates of hell won't prevail, no. Build this church.
You gon' build this church. You gon' build this church.
What he said, what he said, what he said.
The gates of hell won't prevail, no.
No matter how we are suffering, no matter how we are persecuted, no matter how we are marginalized, our identity is not in whatever is happening to us right now. Our identity is seated at the right hand of God, and he is feeling just fine. Because he's promised us in the short term a cross on our backs. And he's promised us in the long term a crown of life.
A crown of life.
A crown of life.
Around, 'cause you're the only refuge now. for every mother, every child, every brother
that's caught in the crossfire. That's caught in the crossfire.
I train my love to know why he's caught in the crossfire, and now I'm here waking up to the sun and the sound of birds. Society, anxiety, deprived of all that we're blessed with. We just can't get enough. No,
heaven is you sent us down so we could build a playground around. For the sinners, play a saint. You'd be so proud of what we made. I hope you got some beds around, 'cause you're the only refuge now. For every mother, every child, every brother
that's caught in the crossfire. That's caught in the crossfire.
Peace, peace, peace. What's going on with the family out there? Y'all are now live listening to Shield Squad Radio. Y'all know what it is. Y'all see the title, very controversial. But the boy Ron Divine, well, I'm going to take the Divine out of his name. We got to put Ron Shields, Ron Prospect on trial. This brother's work is questionable. I've been listening to this brother for a while. Y'all already know me and Divine. I'm sorry. Let me take that out. I got to get that out of there. We got to cut that. I got to get that out of there. Get that out of my vocabulary. Get that out of my mind, my brain, my memory. That got to go. Until we actually see this brother being divine in the Lord. But yeah, let me make sure my sound is putting out right. I believe I might got the Sister Cherry in here. Another part of a Sister of the Shield Squad Radio. Let me see if I got the sister in here. Make sure I can open up this mic real quick. What's going on, peace
hey.
And blessings?
How you doing, dear brother?
You know I'm chilling. What's going on with you?
Oh, man, I'm just listening. I've seen that title, and I had to call in because I've been following this thing the whole way through, and this brother, man, I'm telling you, there's some issues, bruh. So I'm hoping you're gonna touch on everything tonight.
Right. And you know, I'm going to try to do a couple of, more of these. But for the most part, I can only touch on so much because there's so much filth that's out there that I got to clean up, you know, that the brother then put out there, you know. And so I'm going to try to do the best I can to really bring up some footage and until we, this brother got so much stuff out there to where we can actually put out a file on this brother, and, you know what I'm saying, and put it in the cabinet and bring it back up. And that's how much, you know, this brother got going on, you know, out there. And, you know, to those that are practicing, you know, to be an Israelite, or if they are an Israelite, so to speak, you know, he's even damaging a lot of their, you know, where their stance is at, you know. And I don't know if they see that, you know, as far as biblically, what do you believe about the Bible or the canon that we have? Is it the word of God? And saying that, you know, he's damaging these guys, and no one wants to speak to him. You got some noise on your sister. You might have to mute your mic.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but no one wants to step forward and really, speak on these things, so to speak. But it has to be spoke on. So today I'm going to bring up some of that stuff, sister. So without further ado, I definitely want to get off into it because I don't really have that much time. Like I say, if you're out there and you're listening in, you can definitely call in. The number is 917-889-2233. 917-889-2233. You're now tuned in and listening to Shield Squad Radio. It's your boy G Consciousness. We got Sister Cherry on the panel just as well. Peace and blessings to the family out there. And I see definitely we got some callers. You know, be patient with us, but I definitely want to bring out some things because, first of all, you know, we want to make sure, you know, above all, you know, it's not about, you know, that, you know, Christians versus Israelites, none of those things, because the first, you know, Israelites, so to speak, was Christians, you know, according to the New Testament, following Christ, for those that deal with the New Testament, you know, the first Israelites was Christians, you know, that was, you know, they followed Christ, you know, shortly after, you know, they were called Christians in Antioch first. And so we see that, you know, why they was called Christians, you know, little too anointed ones. So we can kind of see the movement started right there. Unfortunately, not everybody followed Christ, but they still are Israelites. You know what I'm saying? And to be honest, you know, just so we can go off the top and really look at the scripture and what it's saying, starting from Genesis, you know, until we get to the New Testament. What is the God's plan for man overall? You know, what was the purpose and why was Israel chosen? And I'm pretty sure those that are, you know, Israelites, you know, if they should know this. Those who, you know, take on that, they should know. I'm pretty sure, but, you know, it I could be wrong. And for the most part, you know, when we start dealing with the ones that are on the one West camps, we know without, you know, a doubt, a shadow of a doubt, that they don't really know what's going on. But those that are Israelites, true Israelites, you know, whether it's bloodline through the lineage that we see, or even those that are converts or proselytes, they know what was Israel chosen for. And they really manifest that. That's why when we talk to a lot of these brothers that's, you know, dealing with Torah only, or they just deal with maybe the first five books that or either the Tanakh, these brothers, they really understand, you know, the purpose of Israel, you know, of them being a light unto the nations and being a holy nation or a priesthood. And they know what are the duties of a priest. And so I have to, first off, I just want to give an apology to Divine Ron Prospect. I mean, I got to stop saying divine. I just want to give an apology to Vocab Malone. I want to apologize to him because he was right on something. I want to say probably a month ago, month and a half before Vocab's book came out, he put out a list concerning like the One West camps and different things that, you know, what would make them One West, and, you know, as far as their doctrines. And I mean, man, I keep saying it. Ron Shields' name was on that list. And I spoke with him. I said, you think you should have Ron Shields' name on the list, I don't think you should have it on there because I don't think that he's really like them, actually. You know, I don't think you should have his name on that list. Well, I stand corrected. You know, some recent things that's transpired were Vocab, Malone, and also, you know, Ron Shields was able to have a conversation, as well as I was able to have a conversation with Ron Shields on Shield Squad Radio probably some weeks prior to. You guys can go back and listen to that in the archive. But the conversation that he had on Debate Talk for You, you know, Blog Talk Radio, shout out to Sal Showtime, you know, that conversation that they had was hilarious, fusing, and I had to stand down and say, Ron Shields is definitely teaching One West Doctrine. I mean, especially when he asked him, and I would have to say this, he's even took it farther than that. He's taken it farther than that. At least One West, they will tell you concerning what, you know, the Most High will is concerning, you know what I'm saying, the Old Testament and the things that the nations did and why Israel was not to do those things. And but this brother Ron Shields, this brother is taking people away from the very text, which is very dangerous, very dangerous. And so he's inventing this type of he's inventing this another gospel or another canon, basically. And this supposedly is built on historical data and, you know, other things he might say, empirical data or whatever the case may be. But this brother is really taking these guys away from the Bible. And so what happens is that the guys who look up to him and praise him, they go after his research and they fall face first right into the trap. Now, the biggest problem that I have with those who self-proclaim as Israelites is, and also I'm just going to say this, among, because I'm black, in the communities, is that no one is able to come forth and say, hey, brother, you tripping and you off on this. You need to get this together. But we stand behind foolishness. We definitely stand behind foolishness, which is a bad mistake. Because then we'll complain when we see the police killing, you know, people. We'll complain when we see other events going on in neighborhoods, that when we see white on black crime. But no one is never trying to deal with the crime that we have amongst ourselves. Reason why, to when they get money, move out of the very neighborhoods that they're in because of the crime that's there, and they don't want their children to become a product of that situation, of that environment. And so we try to get up out of those areas. But no one wants to address, and they're scared to address, the very things that's going on in their neighborhood. They act like they don't see it. And it's the same thing with Divine Ron Prospect, or I'm sorry, with Ron Shields. No one wants to come out and say, this brother is tripping. This brother is teaching One West Doctrine. And I don't know if it's because he's getting sponsored and he's getting money to travel or whatever the case may be. And I don't know if that's the case, because sometimes it seems like he's in too far now. He's far gone. I mean, when you get to the point to where you say that something is subjective, are you really following the biblical text? Is the Father in heaven really your divine one? Is this the one who you really divine to? Because we spent all this time arguing with atheists, and then we got this silly dude, Ron Shields, come and say, and we just like, wait, hold on for a minute, brother. Like, whose side is you on? We've been having these theological debates with these atheists all these times that we got this brother come and say something is subjective. And then he said, I believe. So what we're going to do is we're going to get off into some audio and really point some things out to y'all and show y'all it's really important that you be careful when you begin to start dealing with these type of brothers that's out there teaching like this brother's teaching, because it's very dangerous, even when it comes to biblical things, historical things. Now, as y'all know, Ron Shields is one of the guys to where I told you guys to, well, when it comes to historical content, you know, he does great research, and he does do great research. This brother kind of put his own little thing in there. He put his own little nudge in there. So the question I got today, because I was listening to the conversation that him and Vocab had, and this brother was so solid that he knew that he was an Israelite. Like, he just know. So out of all the data that this brother got, I really want to question him. What data do you got that you have lifted yourself above other nations, right, Gentiles? What do you have that you can make this claim that you are Israelite? We heard you talk about West Africa. I heard you get smashed in that a couple of times by Rob Bourne, also by the brother, what's the brother's name? Garfield. And those brothers over there, you know, over there on the Dagger Squad. You know, they brought out some West African information, historical content that cannot really be disputed to the point to where you know it, but you continue on to ramble and scramble. I don't understand why you do it, but it's kind of weird. So my main thing is this is, what do you have to where you can speak like you speak when you was talking to Vocab, as if you have put yourself on this pedestal, you're saying this is yours? Because you starting to look like the Eurocentrics to me. Look like you're stealing. You're stealing something, fam. Now, I can see if you said that I adopt to this way, or if I'm not this, then I'm adopting to this way because this culture that I see is a culture that is uplifting to me, that can help the current situation of the black communities as well as the universally. You know what I'm saying? Because that's why I adapt to when we start looking at the biblical text and looking at some of the things that we see there. I adapt to those things because I think that it is more sound. It's more fixed on what we see that's going on around us and can help us get out our current situation, because it gives unto us a universal liberation from, we see that the beast system or concerning demonic entities, and it gives us eternal life, so to speak, and eternal security on where we will be when we leave this place or leave these bodies, or when this place is basically, you know, transformed, or the kingdom is under a government. I mean, it's under a great ruler, and this place is governed pretty good. So my main thing is this is that where do you get this information at? Because you have yet to speak on genetic things that I haven't heard you. And when you're asked, you told me that you have this, you're doing a triangular study right now on some certain groups that you believe that you descend from and genetically, and I need to hear that information, fam. I need to hear that. Or else I'm gonna start running around and knocking spit out of people's mouth just to get DNA and send it off to 23andMe. So we can get some of this DNA up our few brothers that's claiming to be Israelites. You know, it don't take nothing but spit in a cup, and we can send it on off and see what you're talking about, brother, with the 23andMe. You know what I'm saying? I even paid $100 for you. And if that's what you want, I'll come to Atlanta, you spit in a cup, get a couple of spittle up off of you, and we can send it to 23andMe, and we can basically look at your stuff openly and do it that way. Is that what I got to do, bro? You know, I'm just asking. Because some of the groups around the world that we see that are claiming to be Jews, we can see it historically, culturally, and also genetically. Just keeping it there, bro. We can see it also in the biblical text to where we can see the migration of these people. I find it odd that you only talk about the Americans and also the groups that we see in West Africa. And even with that, so let's stop playing games, bro. Even if you do have some First Temple things that we see there, you know and I know that there were still Jews that was practicing First Temple things that was spread it about, and you know about what took place from 600. Well, we can take it back to the Roman Empire splitting up, you know, falling to the east, to the Byzantine, and then we could take it to the Mohammedans, and we could take it to the Crusades, and you know, and what went on in 30 A.D. when we see that, you know, the Khazars and different stuff about the, you know, what happened right there and how they was pushed a certain way, and you know, people was told to convert to this or convert to that. And then we can see what spread it from the east to the west into West Africa, you know what I'm saying? Because of these three world religions, Christianity, Judaism, and also Islam. So West Africa was in the taking. North Africa was already in the taking. We see the predominantly North Africa is Islam. With some Jews that there, you know, that we may see some Mizraim or some Jews that's over in by Libya somewhere over in that area, Northern Africa, just to speak. So when you gonna stop playing these games and let's start dealing with these other groups, and let's look at, do you genetically share something with these other groups genetically? Because don't act like we don't deal with molecular clocks and the biological time scales just when it comes to biology, bro. Don't make me get Team Osiris in here and get Ngozi to come and expose you. So, yeah, so let's get off into a couple of these things, man, and really see what's going on. I want y'all to listen to this. Let me make sure that I am streaming live on what's called on Facebook, because I think, if I'm not mistaken, I was trying to stream on Facebook, but I'm not sure if it worked or not. Let me see. And I don't think that it did work. So I don't think I'm streaming on Facebook. If anybody is, if you can go on Facebook and see if I am streaming, that'll be helpful. Let me see something real quick. I'm streaming in Christian and Hebrew Israelite discussion group. I said, let me stop this for a minute and make sure, because I don't think I'm streaming in here. So I'm going to stop this. I'm going to go and see if I can stream somewhere else, because for some reason, this ain't streaming right. So let's see what we can stream at then. Let's see who we can go at. Hold on, give me a minute, y'all. See something real quick. Yeah, but the brother, man, it needs to. We got to question this brother. This brother is in question. His information is in question. Let's see. Okay, let's look at this real quick. Load that up right there. Okay, here it is right here. Let's try this right here. All right. So let's try to see if we can go in this group, because this ain't working. All right. I want y'all to listen to something, though, because I was basically slandered yesterday because I spoke the truth about something. And these brothers, they, you know, they was mad at me. So let me show y'all this real quick. And y'all let me know what y'all think about this. Let me add this, matter of fact, to the screen over here. Let's see. Y'all let me know what y'all think about this. This right here, okay. All right, so that's cool. All right, so let's put this right there. I'm gonna play this real quick, guy. Let me.
Self-existent, you believe, correct?
Yes, according to his proper name in Hebrew, yes, he is.
Did he create all the other powers?
Yes, he did.
Do you believe that we can know their names?
Yes.
How do you learn their names?
You'd have to read the text as well as comparative other cultural texts that we have access to.
So do you believe that Molech has an actual metaphysical ontology? That he actually is an ontological being in some way, Molech?
Yes.
Okay. Do you believe it is appropriate for any culture, I'm not talking about Israelites, is it appropriate for certain cultures to pay him homage and worship him? Is that appropriate?
Yes.
Do you...
Now, this is where the problem come in at right here. I'm going to let y'all continue to listen to the rest. And for those that are, that deal with the Bible and you be in it, whether you tour and Tanakh only, or if you deal with the New Testament, if you don't know what God's plan for man is, you would say stuff exactly what he just said. And this has to be monitored, and you have to be careful. You got to be careful, because this is where this brother begin to gets dangerous. So we're going to continue on. And I just want y'all to just let that sink in, because, you know, those that got sharp discernment can look at and see what this brother is on right here. And it's not Bible at all. It's not biblical at all. So let's put this in this group right here. Let's see. All right, so let's go over here and see if it's in this group, because I'm trying to. I don't know what it is about Vocab's group, but his group is always a problem with his group. I might have to tell him about that group. So anyway, let's I shared it to that group. Let's click on this and listen to this again. Very closely. Very closely.
Do you believe that if Molech prescribes child sacrifice as part of the ritual worship, since it is appropriate for other cultures to worship him, that child sacrifice should be part of the worship?
According to a certain period of time in which it was allowed, yes.
So there was a time.
Now notice this. Now notice his key words. Because now he's showing us, and see, if you got sharp discernment, you can look at this and understand. Now he's showing us, he said, according to for a certain period of time, if it was allowed. So now right there, you should say, allowed by who? Who are you talking about? Who is allowing this? That's what people need to key in on right there, because now we can figure out what's going on here. Now, I made a statement yesterday, and I stated that Divine Ron Shields is telling people that it was, and he's going to tell you who it was appropriate by and who it was allowed by. And I'm going to show you that this is illogical. This is not logical at all. It's a fallacy and it's foolishness. Because it's just like saying that just because I haven't judged my son for something that he's doing, that it's appropriate for him to do it. No, fam bam. I ain't got you yet. Because my mercy is long suffering. And I keep telling you to stop doing it. I don't want you to do it. But you knew already, bruh, it's inappropriate. He shouldn't be doing it. It's not appropriate. So when I catch you, I'm going to have to deal with you. So understand this. Just because I have not judged you yet or caught you yet, well, I ain't going to say caught you. I haven't caught him yet. But when it comes to God, just because I haven't judged you yet, do not make it appropriate. It's not. Because if that's the case, why in the world would God cause a flood to come? was it not for the very same things that we see that was taking place after the flood? You can't say they didn't know. How didn't they know? How didn't they know? Look what happened at the Tower of Babel. One tongue, one people, coming down from Moses, one family. Somebody had to know you shouldn't be doing this. And that takes us right back to the law. What does the law say? The law tells us that he will visit the sins or the iniquities on the children because of the fathers of those that hate him. Why? Because if your father hates the creator and he's not doing what the creator has told him to do, and he knows the creator, then guess what? He's going to teach his kids to do that. He's going to teach him his kids to do the very things that God was telling Israel not to do, that the nations was doing, and then he said that he hated those things. Well, hold on for a minute. Did the nations not know that God hated that? I guarantee they did. You know why? Because the Bible says clearly in Genesis chapter 3, it says that man has become one of us to know good and evil. So an aspect of man, aspect of God is in man. So did not they know? Did not man know that you should be sacrificing your children to kids? Why wouldn't they know? Because you got a certain light that's in you called a moral faculty that guides you. And that's what Paul was talking about. But we can't go into Paul because the Ron Shields don't like, he trying to get rid of 17 books of the Bible. He don't mess with Paul's writings. Well, we don't go to Paul. We don't even go to him. Let's continue on. Let's look at what this brother is talking about.
Time in which for certain ethnicities or certain nations or people groups within the groups of people called the Canaanites, some of them it was appropriate for them to, as part of the worship during that time, offer children to Molech, correct?
It would be appropriate as long as the Most High did not give them any instructions to do otherwise.
Now, that's the crusher. That's what I've been trying to tell people. He said that it was appropriate as long as the Most High did not give them instructions to do otherwise. Now, anybody that studied the Bible, they should know that this brother just lied on the Father. And he just lied on what the Logos, the written word, is talking about. Anybody should know that. If you are a Bible scholar, you should know that Ron Shields just lied right there. And he's a false prophet now. Now, not only did he lie, he just told you that God allowed it. And it made it appropriate. Whoa. Many a times, God didn't judge nobody, but it still was, guess what? Not appropriate. As many Israelites will tell you that the law was in the beginning, why would this brother say that this is appropriate if God allowed it? I just gave y'all a scenario. Just because I ain't judged you at that time for something, don't make it appropriate. This is everyday life, Ron Shields. You got to know this, fam. You didn't became so smart that you is so dumb. You know what I'm saying? I almost want to ask you, is you finished or is you done? Boy, you sound foolish saying that. And this is why I tell you that 90% of the black Hebrew Israelites is deceived. And they're going to stick up for this brother. Hearing it right here from the horse's mouth, this brother just said that it is appropriate because God allowed it. Let's listen. Let's go back and listen to it again, because I want y'all to hear this. This is it. This ain't me.
Yes.
Okay. Do you believe that if Molech prescribes child sacrifice as part of the ritual worship, since it is appropriate for other cultures to worship him, that child sacrifice should be part of the worship?
according to a certain period of time in which it was allowed, yes.
So there was a time in which for certain ethnicities or certain nations or people groups within the groups of people called the Canaanites, some of them, it was appropriate for them to, as part of the worship during that time, offer children to Molech, correct?
It would be appropriate as long as the Most High did not give them any instructions to do otherwise.
Okay.
Look, in the whole time, Vocab just setting the brother up and he just stoop pulled a rakah. And he don't even know it. See, we couldn't even have this conversation with this guy because he knew already we would have called him out. So we had to have somebody as Vocab because, see, Vocab, everybody wanted to debate him. So we couldn't have this conversation with this brother because he wouldn't talk to us because we were questioning him on this. Now, I don't care. Now, anybody to say that they because we got the brother I'm sorry, brother, if I pronounce your name wrong, Picnic or Pinky or from the group Jesus or Nah, I see your comment. Bruh, I don't care what language you know. If you say that you know this Bible, you should know that what this brother just said is off. But then not only that is, he even showed y'all that this is God did allow unto God. That's what he just said. I'm not lying when I say that this brother said that. He said it. Right? So when we had a discussion on Shield Squad Radio 2 weeks ago, and y'all know I'm not as proper tongue as everybody else is, but I picked it up and I said, hold on, wait, bro. Are you saying that it is appropriate? And can you show me where God ever said that it was appropriate to sacrifice kids by way of fire? Show me that, fam. Show me that. Where has he ever said that? And just in that case, he told them not to do as the nations did because he hated what the nations did. So why would it be appropriate to him or for them to be doing those things, and he just told them not to do as the nations did? I want to tell y'all this right now. The Ron Shields also denies bodily resurrection. He said that he's neutral on it. He says he takes an agnostic approach at other things just as well, too. And I'm just like, whoa, this brother is so smart, but so dumb. Is you done or is you finished? This brother's silly. I mean, this brother, you can tell that he reads the dictionary. This brother ain't got common sense when it comes to reading these things. When it comes to, if I ask this brother what does the text say and gave him a test on it, he will fail. Because you got to fail if you're saying that this is appropriate. And you know it's not, because you know what the Bible says. Then he went to Moloch. Something that the theft said, and based that, and didn't even look at who said it. This brother then lost his mind, fam. Let me make sure that my sound is putting out over here on Shield Squad Radio. We're going to eat today. Make sure we see if we got some callers in here. Let me open up this mic, because I see we got 347 in here. 347, your mic is over. You're listening to Shield Squad Radio.
Oh, okay. How y'all doing, man? My name is Jiminy Louis.
What's going on? Peace, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm a self-subscribed Israelite. I don't see why it's such a big issue in regards to question the person's personal identity. If a person say who they is, if you're not a geneticist, you really don't have a right to question it. But since people do question it, I feel like I can address it from my point of view. I'm not a black man, right? I don't subscribe to that. You two guys y'all be debating with. And I grew up Southern, Baptist all my life, Bible Belt, strictly Bible. I don't even get into Christian commentaries, let alone Hebrew commentaries. If it ain't the scripture, I don't want none of it. It's living to me. And that's pretty much what I hear when it comes to this issue on both sides. There's a bunch of living and no scripture edification. But as far as scripture edification goes, Christians and so-called black Hebrew Israelites recognize that in the Hebrew scriptures, it speaks that the children of Israel will be scattered throughout all nations, and that as a part of Christ coming back, like it's mentioned in Matthew chapter 24-25, he will gather his saints from all corners of the world, Hebrews and Gentiles alike. I don't see the big issue. Hebrews won't be in all colors. They're going to be in all nations where they have been scattered and exiled for centuries, generation upon generation. He didn't say they won't come back pure-blooded. He didn't say they won't come back the way they left. He just said it was coming back with the Gentiles clinging to them. You understand? I don't see the issue. I think both sides is really stepping on Christ's toes. Why? Because you don't know. No matter how ignorant their presentation of why they might be a Hebrew, you don't know that they're not. Though they can't prove it to you, you don't know. And just like Christ said, if you offend one of my little ones, it's better if you had a millstone cast around your neck and thrown to the deepest part of the sea. So we must, especially you theologians, you educated types, you have, that have invested time, energy, money, and resources into so-called seeking and learning the Bible so that you can teach others and open it up so that they can understand it. But you guys are so pompous and you guys are so proud about your exegesis and all your rhetoric that you got, that you miss the simple people. Christ came to the unlearned, those who had a childlike understanding. You understand? And that's pretty much my point, man. Y'all guys really stepping on some toes with this.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. I definitely appreciate your input. Appreciate you calling in. Let me ask you this. Now, why, it makes a difference because have you actually seen a lot of these campuses on these corners teaching what they're teaching?
I see all of them, and I object to all of them. It's not one that I see that I agree with.
Right, and so when it comes to
the same way about the Christian church, it's not one that's doing what Christ and his apostles did.
I agree with you with that. I don't disagree. Matter of fact, I want to say the majority of Christians or those that call themselves Christians are not doing what they should be doing. You know, the majority of the world, you know, is not doing what they should be doing. You know, that's clear because the Bible says that a lot of people is going down south, basically, to that place of hell, hellfire, or the lake of fire.
The way that leads to life, and there'll be few that go in.
Right. So I agree with that. But my question is to you, that is when we do have people that are on these corners, that are doing these type of things, that have put themselves in this position, what do you got to substantiate your claim that you are these people? It really don't make a difference to us, but if you're going to put yourself in this position, trust and believe you got brothers and sisters that's going to do the hard work on it, going to say, how can you substantiate that claim? What evidence do you have?
Okay, I got real evidence. I got linguistic evidence, archaeological evidence, I got migration patterns. I got more than all that. I got the scripture. You know what I'm saying? And that should sign and seal it for a true believer. The scripture. We can go any further than that. But
right.
The
what about
the people who aren't satisfied with the scriptural explanation? People tend to go into these other schools of thought to try to explain something that really shouldn't be no explanation. Because if you look historically up until this point, the people who have classified themselves as Jews and try to adhere to that way of life and that culture or lifestyle and even claim genetic descent from these people have not ever been questioned until black people started doing it. In 1948, when nobody asked no people for no DNA or nothing, they took them at face value that they were Jews. And they had only recently started adopting it in the late 19th century. You understand? That's when the Zionist movement started. No, we actually started in the late 18th century. So up until that, all the European Jews believed that they had no right to come to the land until Messiah came. It was the Zionists that started all this commotion that we're arguing about now. And just like all information, it gets the black people last. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I disagree with that. I disagree with that, though. And the reason why I disagree with that is because of this, is because, as I stated before, they actually have more right linguistically, also signed genetically, of rights to that land as rights as being Semitic people than those people that are over here talking about that they are Israelites. And when it comes to genetically, linguistically, where is it at? I don't see it. Historically, where is it at?
Well, you know how broad the historical catalog is in this world? Of course, there's a lot of things you don't know about. You know what I'm saying? I can show you anthropological research done here in the early parts of colonialism, where the Europeans said themselves that they thought the natives were Israelites. And they proved
Brother, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you this question. Now, linguistically, right, was Israelites the only one speaking Hebrew?
No, Hebrew is a language broader than that Pacific nation. That was actually, I would say, maybe 100 nations in that region that were speaking Hebrew.
Right, so linguistically, that doesn't work, fam. That what you're talking about won't work. It's not going to work. Because linguistically, I can say a lot of
Let me show you why I go linguistically. Because linguistically, it proves that people from the East, Semitic-speaking people from the East, had migrated or been transplanted to the Western Hemisphere prior to colonialism. That proves the pre-transatlantic migration to the West, okay? Linguistically, that's
hold on. Wait. Hold on. Let me stop you right there, bro. Let me stop you right there. Now, did not we have a conquest, a previous history, before they came over here? Between we had Semitic speaking people, as far as Islam. Also, we had Judaism, because we see that there was rabbis. It was also in Timbuktu. And then we also see some other things that took place. For instance, Sephardim Jews that we see that were slave masters just as well, Semitic speaking people that were out of Spain, that came into the Americas and brought also and had slaves too just as well. What do you think about that, bro?
Oh, I agree totally with that. You know what I'm saying? I really agree with everything you just said. As we go out,
so let me ask you a question. Was there any people that spoke a Semitic language that came over here from West Africa?
Those were the comers during Abu Bakr II, and I think it was 14th century, maybe 100 or so years prior to Columbus. It was either him or his brother, but there was two waves. Those were the latest. I'm speaking of the ones that came in after the Northern Kingdom went into captivity. The one spoken of in 2nd Ezra, which is Ezra in the
Second Ezra. 2nd Ezra is not canon. That's not that book has been proved to be a forgery.
It's not canon. It was in the King. It's in the King James Version.
What that mean? That don't make a difference. It's a lot of books that was in the King James Version that wasn't supposed to be there. It wasn't considered doctrine. Josephus made that clear when he told you what the canon was, when he was talking about what books they had. Well, where's these other books that you're talking about, 2nd Ezra and Josephus' day?
Josephus was a Pharisee, and he subscribed to what the Pharisees subscribed to. He was on a different thing.
But hold on, Josephus still named the books. Why didn't he say anything about 2nd Ezra?
He did say Ezra. They was in Ezra. He said Ezra. He didn't say Ezra, because Ezra is the Greek pronunciation of Ezra.
That book is not, and guess what? The very brother, Ron Shields.
You can't use a non-canonical article.
Well, hold on, bro. Ron Shields, them, they don't use 2nd Ezra. They'll tell you that that book most likely shouldn't even be there. It's not cat.
Yeah, I don't say that it was okay for any people at any given time to eat or sacrifice their children. He said that. I don't say that. There's a lot of stuff that people say I don't say. There's a lot of stuff Christians say I don't say. I'm speaking about my paradigm. It feels like people just want to darkly, blankly dismiss the fact that any person who is classified today as a black person in America could possibly have any good blood in them.
Bro, you're cutting in and out. You're cutting in and out. Go ahead, though. I hear you.
Yeah, I'm just contending with the notion that it's a categorical no that any person of so-called African-American descent could possibly be a Hebrew or Israelite. That's what I feel from the whole both sides of the argument. One side want to say, oh, it's all Israel and no Gentile.
That's a lie.
Most high speak called the nation of Israel out for the world so that they can come around and say the world.
You cutting in and out, brother. You cutting in and out. Your mic going in and out. Go ahead, though.
Can you hear me better now?
Y'all hear you now?
Okay, then. Well, that's the whole notion I'm contending with is, why is it kickback from just even exploring the notion? Hey, maybe some of these, you know, the transatlantic slave trade was indiscriminate. If you found yourself of a different hue in the wrong place at the wrong time, you could be sold. They first started selling Native Americans when they first got here. But
So basically, you're saying this. You're saying that the Native Americans are Israelites.
I'm saying that the Native Americans, not all, because according to the scripture and history.
Stop right there. You see the problem with that?
I can tell you which tribes were.
What tribes were?
The Hebrew-speaking tribes.
Now, you just stated earlier that the language that we see for us, what we say is Hebrew, was not just spoken by Israelites.
Yes.
So now you're telling me that you could tell what tribes were because the Hebrew side, but hold on, not everybody. I mean, we just stated right then and there. You just stated that Hebrew was spoken outside of Israel.
Yes, it was.
So how do you know that these very people that we see that you're saying that was speaking Hebrew was one of those people outside?
Listen to the people. The people told you. The early colonists told you what the people told them when they came.
Why is it that those very people that you talk to today is over there say that you still in the black Americans are culture jacking and these people are not Israelites? First of all, they tell you that number one is they got a book. It's called Thieves of Civilizations. And they talk about black Americans, because they always be doing it. Not Africans, black Americans. It's still in their culture, and they don't know nothing about you, who you people are, nothing about no Israelite culture. Stop stealing their culture. Now, how would you feel? And we know how you feel, because you feel somebody stole your culture. Now, why is it you going to tell these people who I travel all across America almost and know about the Native Americans, know where they was when they came over here, and you gonna tell these people that they what they is because you know and you was a slave and don't even know where you came from, and they wasn't even slaves? That don't make any sense, bro.
I wasn't no slave. Well, none of my ancestors were slaves on my mom or dad's side. I'm full blooded.
Well, hold on.
That's
my ancestors were slaves. Mine was.
Well, we're talking about yours. We're talking about my Hebrew identity, right, and why people want to question me.
I'm just saying, in general, that's what black Hebrew Israelites teach.
I understand
that.
Let
me ask you this, bro. Why is it that when we look and we look at what Nebuchadnezzar did, you know what Nebuchadnezzar is in the Bible?
Yeah, I know what Nebuchadnezzar is.
Okay, let me ask you this. Did Nebuchadnezzar just take Israel into captivity?
Nebuchadnezzar took all the surrounding kingdoms in captivity that was not paying him tribute.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Why is it when we see the fourth beast and we see the Roman Empire come and we see the Roman Empire break up? Yeah. Why is it that when once we see once we see this system set up, this government system, this beast system set up, we see it break up or whatever, a little bit shortly after Christ, and we see it trying to be formed back again. Why is it we act like we don't act like that these people had a triangular sale or triangular trade that was going on during that time when Africans were sold? And it seemed like they pushed and sold Africans from the West that was more primitive than those that was in the East, in North Africa. That's what it seemed like. Because what did they sell?
Yeah, I mean,
do you know where they sold those Africans at? They sold those Africans into America. They sold them to South Africa, to some of them to Arabia, I believe, and also in North Africa. And also, do you know that though? Did you know that?
Yeah, I know. There's an Indian slave trade, there's a Sub-Saharan slave trade, a transatlantic slave trade, and a very obscure Pacific slave trade. Okay, the slave trade went wherever ships were going because people was trading commodities and shipping them wherever they was going. Okay, we just like to minimize it to the transatlantic because we're in America. We want to minimize everybody's history, our little paradigm. But it's broader than that. That's in regards to Christians and so-called Black Hebrew Israelites.
Right, so my thing is this, bro. This is all I'm saying. If you actually think that they just came in and just said, oh, we just going to take Israelites that's in West Africa and not take other people that was in West Africa just as well, because that's what Nebuchadnezzar did. That's what any other empire did. And even when we go before, historically, and Ron Shields know this, historically, we know about men being traded to build new worlds. We know about place with servants, servitude. We know about what happened with the Egyptian pre-dynasty Egypt, about what they when they went up and down the Nile and how they basically took those people that was in those places and put them into servitude or put them up under a system to where they were tributaries to them until they spread it up into the north. Those people were an amalgamation of people that built a civilization by way of trade, economics, politics, and religion. So what I'm saying is this is, it's the same thing that took place, guess what, when the slave trade happened. It was less fortunate to them than them. It was in West Africa, because remember, we don't see a Bible in West Africa until 1500 AD. Why is that? Because guess who pushing that way? Islam, Judaism, and Christians.
Yeah.
And so when you look at the new world that's being found, guess what they need? They need service to help them build the new world. Guess where they're going to go? West Africa. Why they going to go to West Africa? Because you got people that's more so primitive there, that's living more so with the land.
That's conjecture. You're going to go there. That's conjecture.
No, it's not conjecture. What's conjecture is you're saying this is historical. This is historical happening. What you're saying is they just went over there and just took Israelites. Come on, bro.
No, you didn't hear me say that. That's not what I'm coming from.
What do you have to substantiate to an Israelite? That's all I'm asking.
What do I have? I have my own family history, my own family name and lineage. But guess what? It wasn't good for the Europeans who came here calling themselves Christians, and it's not going to be good for those who follow in their sin. You understand? So I have to bring some type of documentation from. I can't do that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Can you hear me?
I hear you, brother.
So I can't show you the document, but my own personal family history, and my ancestors have been here since we got off the Assyrian boat. All right. We came here. We named the area we settled after King in Israel, King Hosea, who was king of the northern kingdom when it fell. When we finally got to this area and settled, we named this area Ecosia, all right? And it means behold Hosea, or behold salvation. Why? Because though we had left Israel in chains, butt naked and barefoot, we all came to America and we had free land and we settled this land. The only people other than Israelites who got off them boats was the nations that was living in the Levant at the time that Sennacherib took up and living, and those two couple of waves came and took us over.
So,
So you said.
Hold on, let me finish.
So,
okay, go ahead. A few of the Canaanite nations, they took some Hittites with them. All of those different nations, just like you see. Slavery has always been an indiscriminate business. They don't matter, they don't care who you is. They weren't just looking for Israelites. They weren't just looking for a certain nation of people. They was looking for a commodity that they could trade.
All right.
And Israelites, through disobedience to their creator and not following his laws, he gave them over to people with a host of wicked laws to follow. All right. And that's been the case over and over again. That's the whole theme of the Bible, man. Children of Israel falling away, going into captivity, repenting, and he bringing them back, and they fall away again, going to captivity. That's what the whole book of Judges is about. And that's the stage we're in right now. You know what I'm saying? We don't know who that. He said he scattered us to the four corners. And then when he said bring us back, he said there'll be one of the city and two of the town. We're not bringing
you right, back. Right, right, right. But this is what I want to say.
So
brother,
ain't gonna be no camps or nothing coming. We going to encamp once we get back. And that's what he, the good shepherd, bring us back. We got to stay in the land of our captivity. Like he said, he'll be a
right.
little sanctuary.
Well, let me say this, hold on, brother. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, brother? Let me say this.
Yeah, I
definitely don't want to cut you, but we don't have that much time. Brother, keep in touch with me. Let me know who you are, because I appreciate you calling in. I'd like to talk to you again, but unfortunately, brother, we don't have that much time. So I'm going to have
okay.
to mute your mic,
brother. I got some proof I can show you. I just can't do it over the phone. But I can show you real live proof. I can even give you people to talk to that you might, you know, give more validity than me. But, you know what I'm saying, we need to be careful about this issue because it's real Israelites involved. You know what I'm saying? And we don't know until we meet them. And we don't even know then. You know what I'm saying? But be careful we don't step on his little one toe. That's my whole message.
All right, cool, brother. And so with that being said, I appreciate you calling, brother. And like I said, reach out to me on Facebook, inbox me, or, you know, on the page that you heard about the show. I appreciate you calling in, brother. Peace and blessings.
All right, just check my comment, man. You'll see my name. Give me a friend request or something, and I'm cool. I love sharing information, and I love meeting new people. Because we all coming to the same goal, trying to get back to righteousness.
Okay, peace, brother. Peace. All right, so cool. So I appreciate the brother calling in, but definitely I want to get back to some of this audio. And, you know, as I say, we can go off into some information and really deal with that. We don't have that much time. We got, 47 minutes on air, but I don't want to really do all this time. I kind of went over a little bit. I appreciate the brother calling in. Great conversation, and hopefully we can build a little bit more after that, because it seems to me he's willing to talk, and we can't even get this conversation out of Ron Shields, to be honest, you know what I'm saying? And with that being said, let me get off into some more of this, you know, what this brother was talking about, and see if we can get some more of these guys to call in if they ain't sitting back getting stuffed with that old turkey that they sneaking and eating. You know what I'm saying? Let me see. Open up Sister Cherry's mic. I think she's back in here. Sister Cherry, can you hear me?
Yeah, hey. I can hear you. I was listening to that whole conversation. Lord have mercy. Briefly, I just wanted to say about the last dear brother regarding the Apocrypha, excuse the background because I'm at work. First of all, for him to run to the Apocrypha like that, dear sir, if you're still listening, Jesus didn't even quote from the Apocrypha. Second, the Jews didn't even hold to the Apocrypha. And third, they didn't even keep those Apocrypha scriptures in the same temple as the inspirational books, which is the 66 books. So, again, sir, I ask that you do your research and stop writing your own story. But go ahead, G-Con. I just wanted to let that out.
I appreciate it. That's Sister Cherry from the Shield Squad. And, you know, so as I stated before, you know, when it comes to those books, you know, that we see for us, you know, that the brother mentioned, they didn't, you know, Josephus didn't really mention none of those books, you know, and at that time, and, you know, just want to make a quick correction. They wouldn't have had the 66 books at that time either, Sister Cherry, but I understand what you're talking about. And so, you know, we know that they did have the Tanakh and also the Torah. And so a lot of those books that we see that, you know, just mentioned, and I believe Ron Shields don't even subscribe to Second Esdras, I know that Brian Gathers does not subscribe to that book because he knows that it's a false book. So y'all might want to check out, you know, some information on that too, just as well. But I'm not really going to go off into a lot of that. I just really want to just go off into what this is talking about, so you guys can realize and look that I'm not saying anything that his brother didn't say. He just clearly said it. So let's click on this. Let me share this right quick again. And
believe that behind Molech is actually a demon?
Define demon.
Well, I see, the thing is, I believe I have what would be a standard definition. So maybe I would say fallen angel, evil spirit. But if you have a different definition, I'll let you define it. That's fine. You can define your own terms. That's fine. Of
yes,
course.
A power would be deemed evil by the children of Israel, yes.
Well, would it be objectively evil? Because I'm sure you understand objective morality, something is actually right or actually wrong. Would it be would the spirit be objectively evil?
That's difficult to tell, because if we're dealing off the literature, it's written by a worldview of particular people, so they viewed it as being evil, and that's subjectively, but
okay.
Most people believe it to be evil.
So was it objectively evil, yes or no, to sacrifice children to Molech during the time that those ethnic groups did it? Was it objectively immoral or evil? Or
if
you
I say, from an objective point, I would be neutral on that.
Okay.
Now, this is the problem. Like, you know, this is the problem that we have. But let's just keep going, man. Let's just keep going. Like, this is just, it gets weirder and weirder. So what I really want to do is I really just want to go back to this one more time so we can see that I'm not stating anything that this brother didn't state. That this brother actually stated this stuff. So let's click on it. Let's go to it.
Yes.
Okay. Do you believe that if Molech prescribes child sacrifice as part of the ritual worship, since it is appropriate for other cultures to worship him, that child sacrifice should be part of the worship?
According to a certain period of time in which it was allowed, yes.
So there was a time in which for certain ethnicities or certain nations or people groups within the groups of people called the Canaanites, some of them, it was appropriate for them to, as part of the worship during that time, offer children to Molech, correct?
It would be appropriate as long as the Most High did not give them any instructions to do otherwise.
Okay. Do you believe that
now,
behind Molech is actually...
Now, notice he said that it is appropriate, right? It would be appropriate to who? The Most High. As long as the Most High didn't tell them otherwise. Now, come on, man. You don't get no clearer than that. Now, anybody that has searched the scriptures would know that it was never appropriate. That it was always inappropriate. And as I stated before, you know, I stated this before, that just because at that part of time I didn't judge you at that time does not mean that it's appropriate. It's actually inappropriate. That's the reason why I'm going to judge you for it. So we look at the judgments of God and see right now what we're just doing, we're just really putting this brother on trial. The next time we're going to get off into the very scriptures that tells you that it was never appropriate for this to be taking place. And we got to measure this, what God says, nothing else. Because we know that that's what he just did. He stated that what was appropriate unto God. And he thinks because God allowed it for a certain while that it was appropriate. But the very sicknesses and judgments that came behind it shows you that it was always inappropriate, that God never allowed it. That's why they became like they was. Because if Israel would have sinned and been doing the same thing as the nations was, the very plagues that came on the nations would come on them. So it was never appropriate. It was always inappropriate. God basically was going to altogether judge them on it, as he did with the nations that he sent Israel to come and judge them, because he said the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. Wait for a minute. What iniquity is he talking about? Why is God sending, come and judge them concerning their iniquity if it was appropriate unto God? So you can't use that logic and say that something is appropriate because it's allowed. It doesn't make any sense. And if Divine, Ron Shields have any kids, he should know. That doesn't make any sense, Ron Shields. And so with that being said, I think that for the most part, you guys can kind of look at that if you're not partial. And for those that are Israelites, stand up and say, I disagree with that totally. Whether you're Tanakh only, or you're the whole book. You got to get some type of back in you and not be jelly back and stand up for what's right and say, this brother is off according to the text. And it seems to me nobody wants to do that. Who can we get to stand up and really contest the false way that this brother is teaching? And I'm not going to lie. I've had brothers who I respect. Because I'm not going to lie. It's brothers who I respect. They may not at this point believe on the Messiah Jesus or the Christ. But I still got respect for them brothers because they're honest about stuff. And they come and they say, I disagree with that brother. They kind of faulty too. But I respect them brothers because I see them culturally really trying to really live this thing, culturally trying to live it. And not playing games with it, not trying to get a dollar from somebody, but really trying to live it. You know what I'm saying? Really setting up stuff. And some of those brothers, you know, they don't deal with the New Testament, but they're a little bit older brothers. You know what I'm saying? Some of them are younger, but they, you know, we can see that these brothers, you know, if they was never a Israelite, it wouldn't matter to them because culturally they found something to where they believe that it's truth and they can adapt to it and they know what it means to really be a Jew. You know what I'm saying? They know what it means to really be a Jew, you know, to them, you know, when it comes to what the practice of those and those that are, you know, in Christ. You know, we know the revelation that they got for us, you know, the Mashiach and that he came and, you know, what Christ did and what he set up, you know, and there's a lot of greatness there, like I say. But overall, just to say that someone is not a Jew, you know, or to say that you are a Jew now, well, I wouldn't even say Jew, to say Israelite in general, to say you know that you're this by blood. Somebody's going to have to start coming with some type of evidence because we know the other groups that we can see that they have some things culturally this there, genetically this there. And to be honest, to be for real, genetically, the Igbos kind of just, they not there genetically. It's on them and they don't really line up with the other groups that we see because there is other groups. We know about the Buba tribe. We know about those that's in the north. We know about those that's in the Levant area. We know about those that's in Samaria, those that's in Assyria, those that's in Iraq. What about the Iraqi Jews? You guys don't know anything about them? The Arabian Jews. There are millions of Jews. And once we begin to look at these guys culturally, what we can see also biblically through the migrations, and then we also can look at genetically that these guys are tied to each other genetically. And so the biggest thing is that we can use those things to say, well, these people are really associated, have been associated with each other in the past. They're tied to each other historically and genetically. We can look at those things and say, we can believe that these people more so are Jews than the people are Israelites than the people that are. And I keep saying that for a reason, because you can be a Jew and not be in the bloodline. You know what I'm saying? But that's another story, but it is what it is. But and when I say Jew, that doesn't mean just the tribe of Judah, because as a whole, overall, we do know that they begin to be called overall Jews because they deal with the Jews' religion. Rather, if you know, we understand that the northern tribe went their way, but some of those tribes that stayed, you know, they was considered Jews, but they wasn't from the tribe of Judah. So we can't use that argument. We can't use that to build an argument to say, well, just the Jews was called Jews. No, anybody that associate themselves with these guys or the kingdom of Judah are Jews because of the Jews' religion. And so, you know, that is what it is, man. And so, you know, just getting off to that, and let's listen to the rest of this, and then we're going to close it on off. I'm not closing on off. I really don't have nothing else to say. It's just that these brothers put me on trial yesterday. Because I heard something, And I wasn't afraid to step up and really say, hey, look, this brother tripping. And so, really, to be honest, I'm starting to really put a lot of you Black Hebrew Israelites in the same boat, because no one will step up. The only ones who really stepped up, and I can't say this, Mikael ben Israel stepped up and was like, I don't deal with that. Also, the brother Zadok ben Israel, you know, he stepped up. And I'm pretty sure there's more out there. And I'm not going to say the other brothers have stepped up, because I don't really want to put their names out there. No, because they're not out there. These brothers, you know, they just, you know, they do their thing, but they don't get into the controversy. But we know Mikael ben Israel is always in the controversy, as well as, you know, Zadok ben Israel is ready to mix it up with anybody. And I have to say this, out of all of them brothers, I respect Zadok ben Israel and the brother Josh from ABT. Check out Josh from ABT. You know what I'm saying? That's a good brother. Go back and check out the archive, because he was in the hot seat November the 10th. From ABT, Absolute Bible Truth. Go over there and check out Absolute Bible Truth's their store. They got a store, and they got some good information. They did that Conscious Community comedic. I forgot, man. What is it called? The homosexual agenda within the comedic community. Go check that out. Check out that information he put out. Josh is excellent when it comes to, you know, dealing with the Egyptology and the conscious community when it comes to Egyptology. So, you know, let me click on this and listen to this.
The demon?
Define demon.
Well, I see, the thing is, I believe I have what would be a standard definition. So maybe I would say fallen angel, evil spirit. But if you have a different definition, I'll let you define it. That's fine. You can define your own terms. That's fine.
Yes. A power would be deemed evil by the children of Israel. Yes.
Well, would it be objectively evil? Because I'm sure you understand objective morality. Something is actually right or actually wrong. Would it be would the spirit be objectively evil?
That's difficult to tell, because if we get off the literature, it's written by a worldview of particular people, so they viewed it as being evil, and that's subjectively, but
okay.
Most people believe it to be evil.
So was it objectively evil, yes or no, to sacrifice children to Molech during the time that those ethnic groups did it? Was it objectively immoral or evil, or
if
you
I say? From an objective point, I would be neutral on that.
Now,
okay.
That, you know, I don't see how that he will be neutral on that. That's kind of weird to me, but I'm just going to go on. It's kind of weird. I mean, anybody should know he shouldn't be neutral on that. You know, it seemed like, and as I stated this before, it's like this brother don't have a spine in his back to stand up for anything. He always wants to make everybody happy. He wants to please the masses. Instead of him standing up and saying, you know, you just can't be burning your children up. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is the problem with that. You know, you know, anybody should know that there's a problem with that. Why would you give your firstborn or give your children over to the fire? Anybody that's saying, even that very culture, you know, I'm pretty sure they felt some type of way about that. You know, maybe, you know, other people felt some type of way about that. You know, and if they didn't, it's because they seared their conscience. They corrupted their conscience. I'm just going to throw my firstborn to the fire, to this deity who they probably didn't see, that they probably heard about in the past. Because they feared that in the past, they feared the deity, that somebody feared the deity in the present at that time. So it's just altogether just weird to me. And for him to really be talking like this, and if you notice, he said that he believes. Because if you go back, you know, you'll kind of see. Let's go back right here. Let's go back a little bit more. All right here. And let's look at it again. Let's listen to it.
If Molech prescribes child sacrifice as part of the ritual worship, since it is appropriate for other cultures to worship him, that child sacrifice should be part of the worship?
According to a certain period of time in which it was allowed, yes.
So there was a time in which for certain ethnicities or certain nations or people groups within the groups of people called the Canaanites, some of them, it was appropriate for them to as part of the worship during that time, offer children to Molech, correct?
It would be appropriate as long as the Most High did not give them any instructions to do otherwise.
Okay. Do you believe that...
Now, right there, that doesn't make any sense if you read the Bible properly. So you saying that it's appropriate if God did not give them, and then when you put God in it, now you're basically saying this is what God said, but we can actually go to the literature that God never wished that those nations should do that. It was never appropriate. That's why he sent Israel to judge those nations and not to do the very things that those nations was doing. So why would he say that? Just because sin is not imputed at that time does not make it appropriate. And we see that it was imputed before them, because we see that God brought judgment on them before the flood, the Adamites, and then after the flood, on the sons of Noah. We see what took place in the Tower of Babel. Go read Josephus and tell you what type of government they set up and the things that they were doing to defy the Creator and to come up against him, and he scattered them. So this brother is really not dealing with the information properly, and what he tries to do is he tries to give you all what he knows that he's learned in the dictionary. Use these big fancy words to masquerade what's really going on. And a lot of you guys that are Black Hebrew Israelites, y'all eat it up. And nobody comes up and says this brother is tripping. But I'm gonna tell you this. I would say this. A lot of the one West cast would have came forward and said this brother is teaching falsely. Because they would have looked at it and would have said, nah, that ain't what the Bible teach. It's for the very wicked things that they were doing. It's the reason why we were not to mingle with them. So, you know, when did God tell them to stop? Or when was he going to tell them to stop? You know, and so he knows that the Zechariah 14 tell you that you should only worship God. And all people would worship God and not be worshiping false deities. And that's what took place in the Tower of Babel. And also prior to when it says that in Genesis 4:26, when it says that they start to profane the name of God. Well, how do you profane the name of God? By making idols and also calling your idols by the name of God, or calling yourself God, basically. So now you begin to set up these idols and not worship God himself. And so this is clear. And so I can't use Paul, because if I go to Paul, I can confirm a lot of this stuff. I can really confirm it in the Old Testament. But there's one scripture that Paul sheds light on that can kind of tell you what went on in the past, you know, and what they was doing that they shouldn't have been doing. So let's continue on in this. Look, I'm not telling you guys something this new. I'm only telling you guys this brother is off. This brother has got up out of his church hurt. He got up out of the church. He started his own church, and now he's in his late Benny Hinn with the white jacket, swinging the white jacket around type of deception. You know what I'm saying? That's what he's on. He's on his Benny Hinn now. You know, he can get you guys tithes and offerings or offerings or whatever the case may be, and teach y'all a little bit of nothing, and then, you know, get out here and travel the world or whatever you're going to do. And then, you know, women going to be the first to eat it up, because they that's how they is. You know, women will eat that silly stuff up and won't even question it and be like, oh, he's a God. He speaks awesome. He speaks good. He knows all the words in the dictionary. You know what I'm saying? When this brother ain't really saying nothing, this brother is deceiving the people.
Behind Molech is actually a demon?
Define demon.
Well, I see, the thing is, I believe I have what would be a standard definition. So maybe I would say fallen angel, evil spirit. But if you have a different definition, I'll let you define it. That's fine. You can define your own terms. That's fine. Of course.
That power would be deemed evil by the children of Israel, yes.
Well, would it be objectively evil? Because I'm sure you understand objective morality, something is actually right or actually wrong. Would it be would the spirit be objectively evil?
That's difficult to tell, because if we're dealing off the literature, it's written by a worldview of particular people, so they viewed it as being evil, and that's subjectively. But
okay.
Most people
was it objectively evil, yes or no, to sacrifice children to Molech during the time that those ethnic groups did it? Was it objectively immoral or evil, or you can say?
From my objective point, I would be neutral on that.
Okay. How would you interpret Galatians 4:8 that says, formerly, when you did not know God, you were enslaved to those that by nature are not God?
You tell me, how would I exegete that?
Where are you coming from?
Yeah.
Divine Prospect, what do you think is the, what you might call the big idea of the Bible? Like, if you had a short summary, yeah, I know you couldn't cover everything, but what do you think is the big idea? Like, almost like, what's the main point of the Bible?
Yeah, we're going to end that there, but there's some more to come. I suggest y'all get over there to Sound Showtime Debate Talk for you and go check out that conversation that they had. If you want the shorter version of it, go to Vocab Malone's page. Make sure y'all subscribe. Make sure y'all also subscribe to my YouTube page as well, G Consciousness. Consciousness spelled with a K. Y'all see it up there on the board. I appreciate y'all coming out to Shield Squad Radio listening in. Make sure y'all tune in every week to Shield Squad Radio. You know, we come on, we're going to announce it when we come on. You know, we try to do it on Mondays for the most part, but, you know, it get kind of busy, so, you know, we do what we can do. So, you know, I appreciate the callers that called in. I definitely appreciate y'all. You know, it's always a pleasure. But, you know, just really trying to get off into some of this stuff and let me see what's going on. And with that, you know, being said, I just want to say peace and blessings to the family out there. Make sure that when y'all get a chance to tune in. Next week, because we're gonna continue to press the issue and to shake some things up and really deal with this, and just want to hear you guys' input on this. You know, call in and hear you guys' input on this. You know, because a lot of you guys sitting back quiet and you kind of wonder why, you know, we don't really respect a lot of things you guys bring out, because no one wants to step up for this type of foolery that we see that's going on that this brother is spitting, and it's definitely foolery. You know, and you know, so hopefully we can get a couple of you brothers to stand up for yourselves and say this is just pure silliness. And this brother, you know, he's, everybody's saying he's not saying what I'm saying, but for the most people, they really see that. And you can take this to anybody. You can take this to the best. You can take it to the best English person that there is. And they can listen to this. You can take it to the doctor, you know, take it to the psychiatrist. And they can actually listen to this and show you that this brother, his mindset and what he's talking about. And did he say what I said that he said? And he definitely said that. I'm not just making this stuff up. That being said, you know, brothers just need to just line up, man, and stop playing these games, man, and really get it together. You know, so with that being said, I just want to say peace and blessings to the family out there. You know, make sure y'all, when y'all get a chance, y'all can tune in. You know, tune in next week. Peace.
I'm going to have to apologize to my audience real quick, because y'all ain't never heard nothing like this coming from me, you know. And this is my job. Forgive me, you know. I'm just shedding tears in the book. Rest in peace, Khalidah. I'm gonna make it up to you, though. Check it. It's what I should have told you. It's real talk right here. I was once lost in space, in a wasteland with coffins wait. And metallic war weapons hang off the waist. In the days of dark violence, apart from grace, where they APR financed the cost of hate. I was exposed to the sin-sick road that these hearts embrace, by which we all then journey to a darker place. Conceived by sin seed, so we all relate, cause the grapes of wrath that I ate left an awkward taste. It's like I'm stuck in a flood, but my ark's misplaced, realizing everything that I was taught was way off its base. And laced with deception, it had me guessing if my posture's straight, cause I'm carrying this awesome weight. I feel trapped like Lot behind Sodom's gate, dog. I used to think God was fake,
cause I never had nothing but exhausted faith. Since my brother's death taught me to watch for snakes, and they blew out his candle just to floss his cake. I've been searching for a meaning to his heartless fate, cause he was better than that. I was provoked that night to a hopeless life, so I settled in that. Started hanging with an attitude, never was the baddest dude, but still got respect where the veterans at. And this is long before my pleasure was rap. I learned to jack while my best friend was measuring crack, but he was with me wherever I'm at. How you think I got the name blasted on 7 times and I've never been capped? I went to church, the reverend was whack. Last week he's on the track getting head in his lap. Plus he robbed the congregation using heaven to jack. So if he's cool, I know I'm straight, cause I would never do that. He's always talking to me like I'm the devilish cat, but I ain't feel it, cause on the real that's like the skillet saying the kettle was black. So how could I develop a relationship with the one I needed a basis with when all of them was faking it? He found me high, drunk, concealing a gun, shouted at night, broken, ready to kneel to the sun. Believe me, it was real what he done. Nails through his hands and feet, crown of thorns, plus the spirit of the lung. 3 days later, from the grave, he reappeared to become the only sacrifice worthy so his will could be done. It's a blessing, so I live just to give because of that man. Anglo-Saxon, the black man, rooftop to the flatlands. He don't care where you at, man. Faith requires action, anything can happen. Believe us, we never thought we could be this. You should have seen us in need, he reached us. Real talk, dog, we need this. So please just come meet this man called Jesus. Believe us, we never thought we could be this. You should have seen us in need, he reached us. Real talk, dog, we need this. So please just come meet this. And I speak my angelic whispers to God alone, clutching a scepter. One touch will infect your brace, bang to the collarbone. I reign from the darkest shadows of Earth's region, trained in these heartless battles to convert demons. Turf leaning, born breached and birds screaming, wishing my pops ain't squirt semen. But Earth needed him to disperse his first seed for this reason. And too many conceived to this breed is displeasing him. Hit weed and then switch speeds to sip Seagram's gin. It seems we lack the esteem to reach evil men. Stand firm with a lantern, lit till the beacons dim. Without grace, we all reek of sin since that Eden spin. Even the deacons and the preachers need Jesus for the evil that they think but don't speak when they preach to men. You see, we all weak and we all must receive them in. From the ballers on Wall Street to the G's off the reefer in. Single mothers raising young brothers to be peaceful men. 12-hour shifts just to feed them, and she still finds time to cook clean, help them read in the evenings. But when they lay asleep, she can't sleep. She just weeps, cause when tomorrow comes, sorrow runs deeper. Her boss done with held the jack, cause she got too much self-respect to sleep with him. Even my neck rolls on death row could believe in him. Y'all